Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting second. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Max West. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otto Huber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Milt Schaffner. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heck moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett bunts towards third. Heck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garms moves to second. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack bunts towards first. Hassett fields the ball and throws to Schaffner covering. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman bunts towards the mound. Schaffner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaffner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-1 in the game. Huber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaffner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to home to get Lopez. Warsler moves to third. Schaffner moves to second. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. Schaffner scores. Outlaw moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to home to get Outlaw. Garms moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0 for 2 in the game. Huber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaffner bunts towards third. Hack fields it, and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and Warsler is out, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huber juggles the ball. That's an error on Huber. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garms hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Russell reaches second base with a double. Bryant goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Braves. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel bunts for an out with unknown description. Russell moves to third. One out. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Bill Lee. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball towards right. Garm settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garm's. Russell tags and scores. Lieber tags and moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Bobby Maddock pinch runs for Hank Lieber. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Mancuso now catching. Jack Russell now pitching. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-3 in the game. Huber bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cuccinello moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez bunts for an out with unknown description. Cuccinello moves to third. Huber moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Warsler bunts towards first. Russell fields the ball and throws to Russell covering. Safe. Cuccinello scores. Huber moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.